Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I like to say. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you do that is you truly do get engaged. Don't just read stories off of Facebook. Don't say, hey, guess what I found out today, because you read it on Facebook. It's not where you need to be. Okay, you need to be really working hard and making sure that with the stories you're telling, whatever you're putting out, whatever you're... I'm not even going to use the terms retweet. I'm going to be like Nancy Pelosi. Instead of using terms like retweeting, you know, or for her, man, woman, mother, father, we won't use terms like retweets, right? Facebook posting or whatever, whatever, whatever. You can't. And by the way, for some of the people in the chat room getting involved there, look, you do whatever you want to do. That might, I don't want anybody to feel like I was browbeating them in the last hour, because I wasn't. I do have a concern. It's already true. You can already see it happening, where we're going to become so scattered that, and I'm not promoting, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you have to go to this one. But I think that you should have maybe two or three, because look at, you don't know. I'm talking about social media if you just tuned in. You don't know where they're going to look at. Look at Parler. We put a lot of energy in the Parler over the last 2 years. We were moving quite right along there. And now I don't know what's going to happen. Will people come back to it? If he gets it back up and running pretty quick, maybe, maybe not. You know, Gab is another one. They're crunching through. They're having trouble because of the amount of hits that their servers are getting. And now some of these left wing lunatics, they're at the point now where they're screaming at the cable companies not to carry these or not to allow these through. It's a big deal. They have got to censor us. This is why the church thing was such a big deal. Why I kept saying it was such a big deal. They have to keep us from getting together. They have to keep us from talking with each other, from holding each other up, from lifting each other up, I should say, not holding each other up. That didn't sound right, did it? But you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure, or they want to make sure, that you don't have any kind of personal interaction. It's just totally different. Okay, I don't know how true this is, but I hope it's 1,000,000% true. Idaho internet provider is blocking Facebook and Twitter. An internet service provider in the North Idaho and the Spokane, Washington areas decided to block Facebook and Twitter for its customers after some called in to complain about censorship of the platforms. The ISP, your T1 Wi-Fi, I guess it's called, confirmed that it will block Facebook and Twitter from the Wi-Fi service for some customers starting this Wednesday. I wish it was for all of them. That would be the best way to do it. The move comes from Twitter permanently banned President Trump. Facebook locked the president out of his account indefinitely. It's become to our attention that Twitter and Facebook are engaging in censorship of our customers and their info. Look, it's funny. They're going to censor what they're going to allow you to put up there, right? They're going to censor what you can post. Yet they don't want to hear about the fact that they're stealing your personal information, how you move about on the internet. That's okay, and it's not a big deal. in their minds. The ISP added that it has received calls from customers about Facebook and Twitter, and we have the past couple days been fielding calls from our customers voicing the concern that they don't want these sites allowed to be displayed on their internet feed, and they don't want their children to go to those sites. Well, there you go. I like that. You know, maybe that's something they should all do. Maybe they should all make it so you have to opt into these. Right? What do you think about that? Because they're trying to, you know, that they're trying to beat on CNN and others are trying to beat on the cable providers to take Fox off and a few others. Then I speak explained that because there were so many people asking for it to be blocked that it will be. Now, the only way, unless the customer reaches out to the company to request access, then they'll turn it on for that person. There are too many people that have called, they said. Again, customer service, just inundating them. The company says that two-thirds of its customers, two-thirds, hopefully they don't have just 300 customers, but you know what I'm saying. Asked for the sites to be blocked, the ISP further explained that it does not condone Facebook or Twitter, as well as other big tech companies censoring users who try to exterminate the competition. Our company does not believe a website or social networking site has the authority to censor what you see, post, and hide information from you. I agree with all of this. I want to see it all. I don't even care if the loons on the left are doing it. I want to see it all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you hang out with me in the next hour, now Rick Green's going to, this is a pre-recorded message from him, but I'm going to play a pre-recorded message from him on how the 25th works, 25th Amendment, and how the, impeachment will work and play out. And I think it'd be, you know, it's about time we get it from somebody who has a clue. Now, in an email sent to customers on Monday, the ISP insisted that it would not block the websites for customers who did not want them blocked. So, unlike the others, they'll allow you to see what you want to see. You just have to opt in as opposed to opt out. Which I think is perfect, exactly how it should be, always. Because, this stuff is getting out of hand. Look at, these people are so crazy. And I'm not going to do this now. I'll do this later on. California, people are unreal. California Democrats want to redefine natural breasts as abnormal. Because if they do that, it will allow transgender surgery on kids so much faster and with less aggravation. Unreal. And who's the ones that don't believe in science? Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Dr. B joins me after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me, all night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me, come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me, all night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
855, see, you know what? It works much better when I press the right button, doesn't it? We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, get involved, get engaged. Do something more than reading Facebook all the time. Okay, as I told you, we're no longer on Facebook. We're not doing anything on Facebook because, frankly, that's not the total truth. As I told you guys earlier, because my mom was all upset. Yeah, I'm still mommy's boy at 61. So we're on Facebook for her. It's a personal page of mine. It's just for family, really. Not that you guys aren't family, but truly, it's mostly just for family, okay? It's easier that way all the way around. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let me bring her on because I enjoy her on the show so much. Oh, that didn't work out well, did it? Okay, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to try to get us out of the mire of the day and all this stuff that's going on. And people are just really, they're really stuck in it. Dr. B, save us.
Oh, my goodness. You need more than me to be saved. But, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
From the lunacy on the internet, everything else doesn't matter.
Thought we'd have nothing to talk about. Well.
I know, right? We would have nothing to talk about the way we are. So, no, seriously, it's gotten to the point now where people, I mean, their whole life, they're looking around them. Now they can't get on Facebook or they're going to get thrown off of Twitter or. And I'm going, look, that's not all there is to life. I'm sorry. Right?
No. To that extent, no. It is, you know, it's, there's such a blessing in disguise here. It's bittersweet. You know, of course, the premise of it all is ridiculous. Because, you know, the left just thinks it's about Trump for us, and it's not. I just made a post that it's about way more than that. And if they keep focusing on Trump, they're going to fail to see the 75 million plus patriots standing behind him for freedom, for justice, for fairness, right? For a voice, for the Constitution, for biblical values and rights. So, yeah, wow. People have lost their minds. And
well, you already know as well as I do, they have already missed it. You know, you're right to the point where they so much think it's just because of Trump. Think about them. They've alienated 90 million people, for all intents and purposes.
At least.
Not everybody's on Twitter, right? I mean, so when they say he had 90 million almost 90 million followers,
yeah.
He had some, I think, that weren't on Twitter. I'm not sure.
Just a few, maybe. Yes. And if that was just Twitter, you're right. Yeah, I canceled out of most everything. It's kind of freeing. It's not a big deal. And that's not where my anger lies, right? It's just about the freedoms that are at risk for my kids. And, you know, I can handle it. You and I were what generation? Are you a baby boomer? I'm Generation X.
So I'm a boomer.
I'm younger than you, so I can say
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
But we get it. We know how to be without. You do too, though. We know how to be with technology, and we know how to be without technology.
Right.
It's not the be-all, end-all. But again, not the point. The point is that these people have just lost their minds. They're just trying to hurt us. You know, the quieter we are, the more about quiet, so they think, the more about law and order, you know, and respect. And we are under a higher power. You know, our respect and our allegiance is to God, not ultimately just to this country and to the flag, and definitely not to any president. And they don't get that. At all. And
because for them, their party is their religion.
It's it. You're right. It is a religion. It is a religion. And the psychology behind projection is what we're seeing going on, you know, and projection, you know, projecting, you know, everybody knows the general word projection. It's a psychological defense mechanism, and it's where individuals attribute characteristics they find unacceptable in themselves to other people. And here we go, right? You know, you got somebody with a hostile nature, they attribute that to everybody else. They've got somebody filled with hate and contempt, they attribute that to everyone else. And so every single thing people need to realize that they're seeing is them projecting their sin and their ugliness onto the rest of the world. And we're watching it, and most of us are just kind of sitting back and going, okay, calm down.
You're 100% on. I mean, when you look at what's going on out there, and they're saying it's all our side, isn't it funny? And I know you've heard this a million times, but they're talking about how bad You know, this was Wednesday, and oh my God, these people are animals, and look at how bad they are. And I'm going, wait a minute, where were you guys when this was happening?
You other groups,
right? Like, was it okay then? Did they have a permit we didn't know about? I mean, what was the deal?
Unbelievable. I mean, in just, you know, a few nights, they killed fellow officers, they killed senior citizens, they punched homeowners in the face. You know, they torched half of the liberal cities in America. I'm just, that's where you have to just, we don't get it. They're moral, they don't have a moral code. They truly are void of anything moral, you know, as far as a code goes, that's anything good. And they're all about right goodness. Do what's good for the, you know, everybody. Oh, okay.
They think they're all about goodness, but yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. They always preach, you know, the tolerance. And I don't hear them preach tolerance anymore. I think they know that jigs up.
Yeah.
But
nobody believes them anymore.
No. But to see none of these congressmen, none of our politicians even mention BLM or Antifa anymore, and what's still going on, it's real. This January 6th is going to go down in infamy as one of the worst days in America, really, because I know a bunch of other days in July. I know a bunch of cities that are forever destroyed. I know a bunch of other state capitol buildings that were destroyed. And again, just watching the psychological mindset of all of this and seeing the blindness, there's just no other way to look at it. There's no other way to fit it in. There's no other pocket to put it in. It is, people can't be this stupid. So it has to be, in my mind, supernatural. It's stupid. Amen and a woman. That's when I knew. That's when I knew Jesus was probably coming down anytime when they said amen and a woman. And that was an ordained priest.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I knew. I'm like, okay, well, that's. No. That literally, for me, was the cherry on the top.
I think Jesus no was slapping himself in the head going, what? Did I put the rewind on? I must have missed that. All right, anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Love it. Dr. Bridget Melson, Dr. B, joins us after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, has resigned. In a memo to the department, Wolf cited recent events as a motivation for his decision, but did not specifically mention the riots at the Capitol as his reason for leaving. The administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Pete Gaynor, will take over as acting secretary. Two Capitol police officers are under suspension for actions during last week's riot at the Capitol. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan chairs the House subcommittee investigating the riot. He explains what brought those two suspensions.
I know that there were two people suspended. One was the selfie officer, and another was an officer who had to put a MAGA hat on and started directing some people around. I don't know, letting them in, letting them out, exactly what it was, but it was interim chief determined that to be qualifying for immediate suspension.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. And I mean that sincerely. Do something. And get involved. Push away from the Facebook keyboard. Get truly, honestly, get actively involved. Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Dr. B, we lovingly refer to her as she's on with me every week to try to help you get through some of this garbage that's going on that, you know, you just, you know, all is not lost, people. Remember, we, first of all, we beat the most powerful military on the planet at one time to create the country we have. We went through the Civil War. Again, people had to feel like we did at that particular time. And we may have to go through it again. I think the only difference between then and now, where were the warriors? Where were you people to have a spine and a backbone to step up and do the right thing, be willing to fight? Maybe it's not physically. You might have a, maybe you have a talent in another area. So again, as I said, not physical. But there are other ways you can help with the fight.
Yes.
Right?
100%. Yeah. So I'm involved with an election integrity group. And how I got involved is my friend Suzanne started it. And she just texted. This is how easy it is, folks. She just texted a few of us that are caring conservatives. We're nobody special. You know, some of us are educated. Some of us are not. Some of us are moms. Some of us are not. Some of us are married. Some of us are not. And we all got together. And she called the, you know, commissioner and election office, and they have to allow you to come take a tour and learn, you know, about how it works, look at the machines, do whatever you want. It's allowed. And so Friday morning at 9 o'clock here in Texas, that's where we're going. And we're going to be a presence every single week to them. And we're going to ask questions and we're going to demand, you know, that it's done right. And my husband's going to go along as a software engineer and expert. And another husband's going to go as a an attorney, a political and election attorney. And that's as easy as it is. And we've got to do it. You know, I'm a councilwoman as well, but you can't just stop there. Not anymore. You have to figure out where you're going to fight and plug in.
And
I don't mean physically. Jeez.
No, but you have to actually, that means you open your mouth when things aren't right. That means you say something. A lot of people don't want to say anything.
You have to, and, you know, none of us are a few of the women are. I'm not. I'm super educated specifically, right, on the ins and outs of elections. But now's the time, because whether or not there is enough fraud that's provable or whatever it is that's going on, there was fraud. And I've spoken to several senators, ex-senators, lawyers, and they all believe that no matter what, yes, there was fraud, and specifically in Pennsylvania and Arizona. And those are the two states I know that are kind of hanging, you know, out in the wind right now. Well, they're not, but they're the ones that people are really, you know, wondering about. And it's just unbelievable. We've got to get involved. We have to. You don't have to be a psychologist or a lawyer or a software engineer. Just jump in and make calls and just keep going. And, you know, I got some great advice long ago, and this is how I've gotten to the White House, and this is how I've had a meeting with the president and met the vice president, is just ask. Just send that first email. If you don't hear back, send again. And this is what I did, and I started showing up at events, and they're like, oh, Dr. B, oh, you're Dr. I got an email from you. I'm like, yes, you did. Yeah. You might want to answer that. And they're like, oh, well, now that I see you, it happens. It will happen. So do it. You know, I'm so impressed that you're on the school board, that you're doing this, you know, every night. It's something, and it's got to be done, people. I don't know. We can't just show up and cross the barricade. Well, cross them. I don't know if you've seen the video. Kind of let them right on in.
Oh yeah. Capital. Nobody jumped over anything.
No, I watched that live. You know? I was literally screaming at my husband. I'm like, they're letting them in. They're letting what? And then, you know, a group of my friends were let in, and one of my friends, and I'm not going to say his name, was just filming it, and he's like, Dr. B, they're letting us in, and the guards are just going like this, and so they went in, and then they got tear gassed. After they got in there. And So, again, psychologically, I always like to bring it back to psychological or spiritual in nature. I can understand getting annoyed and ticked off and wanting to cause harm. Of course, that's not what I'm advocating, but I understand the mentality that a lot of you, you know, mindset that a lot of you are feeling right now. It's very frustrating, but hang on. Because
what I think is really funny, too, though, you're talking about this. What about the parents that are already at home with their kids, right? They see this going on. They feel like there's nothing left. How are we going to make this better? How are things going to get better? You know?
Yeah.
They're feeling pretty desperate right now, don't you think?
They are. You know, you've got these. I just finished writing an article, actually, for California, for a newspaper, a huge newspaper in California. And she said, look, you know, our parents and our parents are frustrated. They don't know what to do. Our kids are failing. You know, the mental health rate, you know, the need is so high right now in California. And I said, well, that's across the nation, but probably in more liberal states where they've got everything shut down. So they asked me to write an article, and I did. And it was honestly, you know, I tried to write it for a kind of a layman's term level. So I'll send it your way. But so everybody can read it. I didn't mean that you need layman's term.
I like where you said that. You know, only layman can read it. You know, get it down at your level.
I wrote it at a second grade level, so I'm just totally kidding.
Oh, if you can read the newspaper, you should be able to read this then.
No, you talk about stuff that's like so beyond me sometimes. I'm like, oh, he's smart. You're smart, man. But it was not difficult to find research study after research study within the last month. And of schools and children and counseling centers where people are like crying out for help, you know, mostly parents, a lot of grandparents that have custody of their kids, single parent households, special needs kids, that people need these services. Governor Newsom and everybody else, you are literally just, I just feel like he's standing over, you know, this huge, you know, pit where these people are just like, please, you know, release us. Yeah. And it's breaking my heart, you know, at what these families are going through. And all I could do is give advice, you know, is start your own darn play group, go to the parks, homeschool a group together. You know, we've got to figure this out. Parents have to go to work, and they're not teachers. That's yep. the profession they would go into. But it's a crisis. It is crisis level. And you and I have talked about this before, that and I put some statistics of what we're looking at 3 to 5 years in the future. And it is scary. The mental health crisis boom that schools are going to hit or are going to get in high school and the colleges.
Dr. B, I've heard this from professionals. You ready? Kids are resilient. They'll get through this. You just need to let them know what's going on. Don't lie to them. Don't try to hide stuff from them. We're going, wait a minute. I have no problem telling them what's going on. But don't think that just because you're telling them what's going on, that they're not going to have any issues, because that's not true.
They're at home, and they're shut off from their friends, from stores, from theme parks, from fun. How do you hide that exactly? I am not of that. How do you hide that? They're not stupid. That, to me, whoever's saying that professional-wise, that is really naive and ignorant, because children are probably more observant of what's going on in human emotions than most adults are. And that's why I work with them, because they want to be helped. And the suicide rate continues to go up. Right now, the largest suicide rate is from age 13 to 57, with the biggest lump being 24 and under. And that breaks my heart. There are people that I read about that were holding on and then hit, you know, as far as mental health wise, and they were getting help. And then COVID hit, and it just took them over the edge, and they took their lives. And I'm reading more and more of these. Domestic violence continues to rise. Child abuse continues to rise. And it's too late. It's becoming an issue where these kids are hurt mentally, physically, and emotionally beyond help. A lot of this is irreversible. Because what happened? We don't have the CPS reporters, a.k.a. the teachers, anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And the educators. So don't tell me that kids, just hide it from them. I mean, but we are. We're hiding them from the world, basically.
But they're resilient. Don't you know that? Aren't you aware? Don't you work with them? They're so resilient. This stuff really, they'll cope. They'll get past it.
You know, okay, fine. I'll give them 5% here. They're resilient if you've got educators in the family, parents that know what they're doing educationally wise. If they're super together, you know, I've got one friend. She's awesome. I won't say her name. But she homeschools her girls. She lives in...
All right. You're going to have to hold that thought. Pause.
I'm going to tell you about her.
I know you will. On the other side. Write it down, because both of us will forget. Joe is senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes with Dr. B.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Is that? Who is that? I think it's Alice Cooper. I don't know. Whatever. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the polls. So much going on there, and I do so much appreciate the involvement, what you're doing, and how you're getting involved. And look, push away from the keyboard. Unless you really can't get out, you really can't go anywhere, and you want to be part of the solution, as I always say, I want you part of the solution. Then what I want you to do, maybe you send emails out to your friends and your loved ones and that kind of thing. Let them know what you're doing, what's going on, and what they could do to help the cause, to help us maintain our freedom. Because you're in a fight for it now. And, you know, I was the one that was screaming that terrestrial radio was the only way to go. And I say that, I mean, like, you know, AM, FM radio, that kind of thing. And now it looks like Cumulus now is bowing to the pressure of whoever, the deep state. And, you know, they are threatening guys like Levine and Hannity and so forth that if they don't, you know, cut it out and get away from the, you know, fake results from the election, that they will can their shows. We gave them too much power, people. Way too much power. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. I appreciate her time with us, helping us work through and keep our mental sanity, or try to keep it. Well, you had to have it to begin with, but anyway. Hi.
Some of us did. Some of us did not. Now none of us do.
The restraint
we are forced to have, it is a fruit of the spirit that I did not think that I would have to have. Self-control, patience, right?
Ugh. Yep.
But we have to.
I don't think that's one fruit I ever bit into, so.
Self-control or patience?
All of it. I went right for the vegetables.
You know? Didn't want that one. Well.
So you told me about a friend of yours that would remain nameless.
Yes, she's so cool. Well, I was just saying that, you know, she's just such an elite parent, and she homeschools her kids, and everybody is sitting down, and they're doing their thing all day, and she's great. She takes them out horseback riding, and, you know, and I was just, my point being that we're just not all like that. That's a gift, and that's why so many parents are struggling. They have to work. Single-parent homes, how are they to work full-time? And then be a teacher and a parent, and they can't do it. They cannot do it, and it's going to snowball, and it is snowballing into something very severe. And the parental stress, the stress parents are feeling, is now falling upon the children, their children. And we're going to have an angry group of kids coming up with some serious anxiety issues in the near future, and it's years to come. Never mind, you and I have talked about the effect of social media and too much time, screen time, how that negatively affects the developing brain. That is huge. You know, I often meet with all kinds of experts in the field that work with adolescents and children. And one is something that parents might not think about. Get your kids to the eye doctor, but optometrists. They've never seen so many kids with eye issues because we're right there, you know, right in front of the screen 24/7 now, you know, up to 12 hours a day.
Wow.
Now that we're home with COVID, because that's the only way they're learning and doing. And then parents have to go to school and they leave them home. And, of course, they're not going to get off after their 4 to 6 hours of school.
They've got to go out. You've got to get them outside. Some people go, we'll put them in the backyard. Now, look at, I'm going by the parks in my area. We have a boatload of parks. And
yeah,
I am running around seeing these kids. They are not 20 feet apart. You know what I'm saying? They're not wearing masks. They wear them under their chin. Apparently they're breathing from under their chin or something. And so they're not really wearing masks. They're, you know, just touching each other, and they're on the skateboards, and they're wrestled around on the ground. And I'm going, okay, so where were the police? Should we separate these kids? Should we put them in jail? Let's take their childhood totally away from them.
Let's do it. I think they've done it. They've definitely done it. And I have a great psychologist friend, and she just sent an awesome message as a reminder for parents. And that, number one, set healthy boundaries for sure. You've got to set healthy boundaries within your family, with your kids. We can't just have them, you know, inside staring at a screen, and definitely limit exposure to all these rumors, all the craziness. We can't, don't discuss it in front of them. If you want to be one of those that wants to believe every single thing, that, you know, it's a doomsday and that the military is coming to your house tomorrow, fine. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But do not bring your kids into that. So we've got to make sure it's verifiable. And the kids don't need to know. You don't need to know. Parents, if things are going to go down truly, then you need, all you need to do is worry about protecting your kids. Do not draw them into it. That is the number one thing right now that's going to cause undue stress, because they cannot just take it in. We don't know the extent of how traumatic all of this is, and it's very different for every single individual. Some of us might be traumatized, some of our kids, and some of the kids might not be. So we've got to take that into account and check in with your kids. Check in. Let them know, you know, that feelings are normal, and you know, ask them? What are you feeling? If they say, I don't know, they might not. So you have to speak the emotion to them. Are you nervous about this? You know, what do you think about what's going on with the president? Because you know they've heard things. What do you think about what's going on with your school? And do you miss your teacher? And what do you think your teachers are doing? And just tell a story. Make it nice. You know, well, your teacher's okay. She's at home. You know, your principal is eager to get back in school. They miss you. Hey, let's do a Zoom call with some friends. Get them out to the park and meet some friends. You've got to have other families and parents that are willing to get them out. But we've got to really normalize it and limit them and set limits for sure.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking to listen and watch some of these kids, and their lives have been taken away from them. We're having an issue here in L.A. County, where now the L.A. County Board, the equivalent to the CDC, has said, okay, we want to pause or stop sports at least until the end of the month or mid-February to get a handle on this. And yet their own website shows that no children from 0 to 17 have died from this. So you're sitting there saying to yourself, okay, really? What are we running with? What are we using for a measuring stick? What are we doing, right?
Well, it's a lot of it is fear tactics, and we know that it's psychological in nature, and it's just a weapon right now, and that is why we have to protect our children and our youth. Most kids are sponges. They really are. Think about what they pick up with their friends and on social media and around school when they're in school. They pick up everything. So they really pick up on emotion as well. So if you are unsure about what's going on, and if you're, you know, oh my gosh, there's a new strain and it kills kids, well, don't. And I know parents have actually said that. You know, I've gotten messages, Dr. B, how can you be so insensitive? This new UK strain is here. It's in Texas. It's in California. It's in New York, and it kills kids. I mean, why are you saying that out loud? Number one, it's not true. And number two,
it kills kids.
It kills kids.
How fast do we fall into this stuff?
I don't know. The only thing they found, it's just more susceptible, it's easier to get, right? It's I don't know. That's what I hear. I haven't read any of the specifics from a journal yet. And that it targets kids. That's just everything that seems to be out there. Like, it's just, I don't know, that scares kids. They're going to have nightmares thinking they're just flying COVID virus that's after them. You've got to really watch what you tell your kids.
Wow.
And what they read and listen to. I hear everything. You have no idea.
No, I can only imagine. It's not terrible. I can only imagine. But
targets kids. Oh, okay. Well, then
don't put
a target on their back.
You should make them feel better, too, don't you?
Right?
I mean, seriously.
Be sure to tell your kid that tonight. Okay. No, I was kidding. Don't do that.
I don't even know how you deal with that. And as a parent, how do you really deal with it? Because you're sitting there. You want your kids to understand the truth. You want them to be safe. And yet, you know, I've heard some little kids talking, you know, at a recent gathering, family gathering, you know, and concerned, and they're hearing it either from their friends or whoever, but, you know, you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, these little kids are, what is with COVID? Why am I afraid of COVID? They don't even know what it is.
Yeah, well, and they hear it, right? Everybody knows the word. And it's great to just sit down, let them know what you're doing to be safe, wash your hands, give them some actionable steps for sure, and let them know you have those. And if there is an emergency and we have to stay put, we're good. We got enough food. We got enough. We're going to have game night. We're going to build forts. We just have to meet them at their level with it.
Right.
Or their mind will go and spin out of control. And we've got to stop that. And we've got to ask them, what have you heard? I think it's a great question. Hey, we've all heard of it. Don't ignore it completely.
No.
But what have you heard about it? What do your kids, what do your friends say about it? What,
yep.
What are their parents? So that is if they've seen anybody else outside in the world.
You know, I feel bad for the kids. I don't feel so much bad for the parents because they can sit there, they can work it out, they can call somebody like you, they can do whatever along those lines. But you cannot just let the kids flounder and listen to these boneheads saying they're fine, they're resilient, they'll make it work.
You can't. And a lot of parents parent out of fear, and you cannot do that.
Mm.
If you're doing that, knock it off. We cannot go to the what if. Got to stay out of that.
We're going to come to your house if you're doing that, okay? Me and the beast.
Right.
Anyway.
We'll find you.
Tell people where to find you.
DrBRadio.com. home.
So easy.
Take it down.
DrBradio.com. Joe Mazzini, your host. You got me for the next hour all by my onesies, and I'm about ready to unload. So don't go far. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live.